Chris Plant here, inviting you to join us next July on our Mediterranean Listener Sea Cruise. Early booking sale pricing ends August 30th. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Yesterday, President Trump said the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip and build the Riviera of the Middle East. Yep, after Trump announced his plan for Gaza, a Democratic congressman said he is filing articles of impeachment against him. Good luck with that. There's a better chance of turning Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East.
That's what passes for comedy in the United States of America in 2025, at least in some circles. Usually in a hot tub is where you'll find those circles. Well, good Thursday to you and welcome back. We continue to be at 888-630-9625. The Democrat Party continues to be a mental illness. Trump derangement syndrome is only one symptom. They have this gender dysphoria thing. And what's with the kids? Keep them away from the kids. Stay away from the children, you creepy, creepy people. Leave the kiddies alone. Honestly, did you see there's a new poll that's more bad news for the Democrats because of their mental illnesses and their gender dysphoria and their child sexual obsession? And they love transgender children. I saw one, a three-year-old. There was a story yesterday. They had a three-year-old. They were trying to transgenderize. The adults in that conversation should be dragged away in handcuffs, as they would have been not so many years ago. Because they're child sexual predators. The Democrat Party, CSP, you got the party of CSP, they're child sexual predators. But there's a new poll out because President Trump yesterday signed the new, Protecting Girls and Women in Sports Act, which the Democrats are completely against because they want to support the Mentally Ill Men in Sports Act. What would that would be the Mentally Ill Men Memas in the Sports Act. And is that MEMISA? MEMESA? Because they love to acronymize everything. Did you see they created a new fake acronym, a backronym, having to do with Elon Musk yesterday? Because they're sick in the head, they're unwell, they're demented. And all they want is a slush fund of hundreds of billions of dollars to spread to their friends around the world who are also suffering from mental illnesses. It's the United States of America is providing the global mental illness slush fund. And the Democrats will lay down in front of trains in order to protect that money flow. But they got some bad news, and a very silly man at CNN came out with it last night. What did he come out with? Was it his gender reveal? See, that's the thing about Democrats. You know, they got those baby gender reveals. Democrats now have adult gender reveals because they don't have to decide till they're like 60 years old. They're mental. But a new poll came out upsetting the people at CNN. And the poll found after President Trump signed the bill protecting women in sports and girls. And you got to, you know, honestly, you got to fence the Democrats off because creepy deepy-doo. But CNN disappointed to learn that 79% of Americans in the latest poll, 79% of us, nearly 8 in 10 of us, oppose men and boys competing as women and girls in sports. But the Democrats, and this is kind of sort of fun, actually, that what is it, even 67% of Democrats oppose men and boys competing in sports that we have for women and girls. And there really is something wrong. You know, here's women's sports. Why would you want to just, you know, screw it over, ruin everything by putting one man or one boy in there who has completely different biology? You know, we, the patriarchy, you're welcome, bow before us. The patriarchy, we figured out this whole, you know, genealogy thing of the chromosomes, and we mapped it all. You're welcome. And the XX chromosomes, they like Malcolm X, you know, Malcolm the 10th. They like Malcolm the 10th. But XX chromosomes, they're not so fan of. not such fans of. They love that they don't love the XY chromosomes because that's toxic. You know, there's a lot of mental illness here. We got a Supreme Court justice that is a woman, that is to say, an adult female human, and she doesn't know what a woman is. These are really peculiar times, and the Democrat Party must be, I think, barred from public life in all of its forms. Yeah, but a new poll, 79% of us oppose men in women's sports, including 67% of Dementocrats. Dementocrats. And I want to get into that because he got this nitwit. He's a nitwit, I tell you, at CNN. And they're choking up. Oh, no. We're in the 21%. We believe that women are men and men are women and boys are girls. And stay away, creepy boy. There should be a restraining order. They shouldn't be allowed within 1,000 yards of a school anywhere in the country if you're a registered Democrat. Honestly, if you got to pick the kids up or drop them off, get your slave labor illegal alien to do it. Because I ever tell you about, I think I mentioned it once here before, I've got a friend lives in the Washington area, known her for many, many years, and a couple of kids, she has a couple of kids, and she hired a Filipino woman to basically raise her children, you know, and to do everything for her because, you know. And ironically, this Filipino woman, her name was Liberty. It probably still is Liberty from the Philippines. And they understand the difference. And so her parents named her Liberty. Her name's Liberty. And Liberty used to sleep in the basement. And I was of the, you know, big, expensive, multi-million dollar house because liberals, you know. And I always said, well, Liberty sleeps downstairs next to the hot water heater in a dog bed. Sleeps downstairs next to the hot water in the utility room in a one of those, you know, baskets, like a wicker basket with a pillow in it that dogs sleep in. So, yeah, Liberty sleeps downstairs next to the hot water heater in the utility room in a dog bed. And that's why we call her Irony. And I always called her Irony. And I'd come over to the house. I'm like, hey, where's Irony? Because, you know, liberals. Liberals love slavery. The Democrats, they fought and lost the Civil War trying to protect their right to keep slaves. And now they're fighting hard to maintain their right to keep illegal aliens in the basement in dog beds. And that's another discussion for another day, perhaps. So listen to this. The Democrats out of their minds, as usual, ABC fake news run by Democrat administration apparatchiks like George Snuffleupagus. Protesters across the U.S. rally against Trump administration policies. That sounds kind of vague and general, doesn't it? Just, well, it reminds me of Marlon Brando in The Wild One, you know, Black Rebels Motorcycle Club, BRMC. And he's standing there playing bongos on the jukebox in a cafe. And, you know, a young woman says, hey, what's a BRMC? Says, a Black Rebels Motorcycle Club. And the young woman says to Johnny, says, you know, Marlon Brando, says, what are you rebelling against? And he says, what do you got? Right? What do you got? And it was a real cool thing for Marlon Brando to say in the movie The Wild One when he's Johnny of the Black Rebels Motorcycle Club. And now what are the Democrats protesting against? They're protesting against policies. Trump administration, and that's the ABC News headline. They're protesters also. They're when they're not busy lying to the American people, I think they burn police cars and things like that. We have protesters across U.S. rally against Trump administration policies. And you say, well, what policies? And they say, what do you got? Because they're just, that goes to, I think, Groucho Marx singing whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it's for, who commenced it, I'm against it. And that's the Democrat Party. And a lot of them self-immolate, too. They got a lot of self-immolators and suicide attackers. And that's kind of why they're with Hamas and not Israel, too. Yeah, protesters in cities across U.S. rally against Trump's policies, Project 2025, and Elon Musk. That's because they're racists and they don't like people from Africa, as Elon Musk is. And they don't know what Project 2025 is. They've just been told by their violent criminal party, the Democrat Party, that it's real bad and that Trump has adopted it when he hasn't. And I don't think Trump can tell you what 2025 is, Project 2025 is. A subset of the Heritage Foundation came up with a plan and said, here is kind of a, you know, what conservatives should do if they took over the government. And Trump is like, what's that? Project what? And he knows nothing about it but the fraud, commie, lefty, baby-slaughtering slavers of the Democrat Party. Project 2025, like it's a bad horror movie, a cheap horror movie. Unbelievable. So they're protesting against Project 20. If you asked any one of these protesters, what is Project 2025? I promise you 99.8 out of 100 wouldn't be able to give you a half a sentence on it because of their tiny little damaged brains. Amazing stuff. Womp, womp, womp. And the I'm just the Democrats. They're out of their stinking minds. A photograph purporting to show the American flag being flown upside down outside the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C., has gone viral on social media. Where else does anything go viral? Do you really have to say on social media? Could go viral in Bill Clinton's pants or something, but I guess other things can go viral. The Democrats love spreading monkeypox and things like that. So Newsweek contacted the State Department and the person that posted the video for a comment on Thursday, that's today, and they haven't gotten any response, but why is the American flag flying upside down at the State Department? That's a sign of a country in distress. And the State Department, they did such a great job during the Biden years because he's a foreign policy expert, you know. That's why he was hired as president. And first of all, the Democrats, when somebody, if a conservative were to fly an American flag upside down, they attack them as, you know, usually Nazis and Gestapo and things like that. Democrats fly it upside down, and then they realize what they've been told for years, that it's a symbol of a nation in distress. But why at the State Department? Because they're stepping on their transgender thing? What is their... speaking of U.S. Agency for International Development, we're learning a lot more about that. Have you seen the story that we're funding atheism? Just huge gobs of money on trying to spread atheism in Nepal. In Nepal, because those pesky Buddhist monks have become such a plague on humanity. Aren't they amazing? So, amazing stuff. And the State Department, they got this. Which lunatics there? Because usually it's the police. Like, the State Department has their own police force, naturally, and their own security force, not the Secret Service, but Diplomatic Security Service. And never mind that. So who raised the flag upside down at the State Department? What was their political message? What was their political statement? And should they be sent to Guantanamo Bay where they would be waterboarded just because we don't even want to learn anything from them? We just want to waterboard them because womp, womp, womp. And firebrand Democrat torches Trump and Musk. They hate African Americans. They always have. I mean, the party of the bullwhip and the plantation. And now Elon Musk is the latest apple of their eye. They want an illegal alien to pick that apple for them because remarkable stuff here. Yeah, firebrand Democrat torches Trump and Musk in blistering hearing screed. Castration was mentioned is right there in the headline. And just amazing stuff. Firebrand Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who is severely mentally disabled and really shouldn't be anywhere near Congress. She shouldn't be a member of Congress, and the Capitol Police should be put on notice that if she tried to approach the building, she should probably be tased and billy clubbed and dragged away to the U.S. Capitol Police jail. Firebrand, that's what they call her. Congresswoman Representative Jasmine Crockett. Should you say Congresswoman and Representative in the same? Because isn't that redundant and repetitive? She's from Texas, a hellhole part of Texas where mental people shoot a lot of other people. Torched Elon Musk, President Trump, and her GOP colleagues in a blistering takedown, during which she even mentioned castration. Usually that's involving little boys, little children, because they're mental. They're not well. And we've got some of that Jasmine Crockett for you, too, because she is a run-of-the-mill, typical Democrat, fascist, communist, Nazi, whatever. You take your pick. What's the difference, after all? Who killed more people? after all, the commies or the Nazis? And the Nazis were a socialist workers' party, just by the way. Wah, wah, wah. And this is almost funny. The Washington Times, for the first time in office, Donald Trump doesn't face the threat of impeachment. But maybe they spoke too soon, because Texas Congressman, a Democrat, came out yesterday and said that Trump should be impeached because of Gaza, you know, because of everything he's done in Gaza. I think he mentioned it. He mentioned it. And these fascists, these lunatic left, I think they're going to start firing on Fort Sumter any moment now. Really remarkable stuff. We discovered more about 60 Minutes and CBS News lying, cheating, and editing, and their interview with Kamala Harris in order to corrupt the presidential election. They should all have their press passes pulled by the White House. No more access to the White House. And Trump administration expected to put EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, they have an Environmental Justice and Civil Rights Division. And they may not have that division for long. That's coming up as well. We've got Nancy Mace and LGBTQ, all kinds of Democrat stuff. 888-630-9625.
Chris here with a list of things that none of us should trust. The Washington Post, the New York Times, anything on CNN. Here's a list of things that I do trust. The Washington Times. Support real journalism for just $1 a week at WashingtonTimes.com/Chris. Chris Plant here. I'm excited to announce next summer's Listener Sea Cruise in July of 2026. Join us as we cruise the Mediterranean. Our early booking sale pricing ends August 30th. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com to book.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, USAID spent $446,000 promoting atheism in Nepal, because I know we've got a burning desire to smash Buddhism wherever we find it, the Democrats. All right, let's go to the telephones, Mike. Let's go to Pete, calling from Ardmore, Oklahoma. Pedro, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
It's actually Keith,
K-E-I-T-H. Keith, my apologies. I am terribly sorry. Nope. Keith.
Hey, I just wanted to call and two things. One, congratulate you on your new gig, providing material for the Greg Gutfeld Show. And I wanted to compliment you, Chris, because you have such a humble ego. It was quite apparent that you didn't insist that he gave you a hat tip when he used your material last night.
Using my jokes again, are they? Which of my jokes did they use last night?
Well, the first one was very fresh, because I heard you address it yesterday morning. He was talking about Trump and running the Gaza Strip. And they use that.
Oh, yeah, and saying that the strip joint. Yeah, that's right, a gentleman's club. Yeah, I did.
He used that twice, and then he made mention that he hadn't seen the Democrats this upset since. And he showed a picture of Abraham Lincoln and made reference to the Emancipation Proclamation. And I'm like, wow, that's an oldie but a goldie that Chris has used for years.
Well, it's nice that they listen to my radio show. I'm thankful. Now, you think they should give me a hat tip, though. I guess that'd be fair.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said, because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hey, we're back. Yeah, at what point do we declare the Democrat Party to be an actual mental illness? I think registration in the party should be looked at. Amazing stories. We've got The Environmental Protection Agency has a racial justice division because the left is insane and they're racists. And they think that if they steal enough of your stuff that they'll be able to make the weather better on any given day. And then when you call them on that, they'll say, that's not what we're claiming. And they'll hurl themselves off of rooftops. EPA awarded $27 billion in greenhouse gas reduction fund grants. I'm sorry, what? $27 billion in greenhouse gas reduction fund grants. Of course, you got to have a fund for it, right? And then we've got, and that's considered to be perfectly normal. And again, we talked about this on my Newsmax show last night after we talked about Super Bowl licks. You know Super Bowl licks? That's Super Bowl L-I-X. Michael, why do they call it Super Bowl L-I-X? Why? You're going to have to explain that to me. Amazing, amazing things. Got to say, we also did, I'm speaking in jest for liberals listening along. Those are Roman numerals, L and I and X, and when you line them up, it says licks. See, now I'm going to have to explain that to them, even though I really shouldn't have to, should I? But we were talking about that last night, and we also talked about Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, since the Super Bowl licks is coming up. That's 59 for Democrats. L is 50, I is 1, X is 10. You subtract the 1 from the X, you know. Like Malcolm the 10th, they all know Malcolm the 10th. They love him. But Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, said that the NFL was going to stick with their DEI initiatives, their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And Roger Goodell, who grew up in Washington, D.C. and went to the private schools right around this radio station, as a matter of fact, lived in a very schmancy neighborhood growing up because, you know. But Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, says, we got into diversity efforts because we felt it was the right thing for the National Football League. And we're going to continue those efforts because we've not only convinced ourselves, I think we've proven to ourselves that it does make the NFL better. You know, I've always thought, you know what the NFL lacks? Diversity. You know? They should have women. They should have women of color. Very short. Suffering from dwarfism and missing limbs. This is what they want to hire at the FAA. Remember? So that's Roger Goodell. I hope maybe someday soon they'll have diversity in the NBA. Because the NBA could use a little diversity, too. I don't know how they would achieve that. Maybe have hire a white guy quota, something like that. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, they keep the diversity, equity, and inclusion at the NFL because, you know, we've convinced ourselves, he said, that we've proven to ourselves that it does make the NFL better. You know, I've been saying for many years now that in the United States of America, all this talk of diversity by the radical left, the party of bullwhips and plantations, in the United States of America, diversity is like gravity. It's everywhere. It's kind of unavoidable. We're the, you know, if you wanted to avoid it, and lefties, racists that they are, diversity, I live in Washington, D.C., and I've lived here for a very long time now. The diversity thing that they're so obsessed with, honestly, is like gravity. It's organic. It's here. It's the United States of America. And part of it has to do with the fact that you guys are the party of slavery. So that's a part of it. Keep that in mind. Remarkable things. And Roger Goodell, what a wanker. Honestly. Crazy people. But I digressed once again because, well, we've got an EPA fund where they gave away $27 billion in greenhouse gas reduction money. And did they reduce greenhouse gas? And did that have any effect on anything or anyone anywhere? And I think it's time we had congressional hearings with armed guards explaining where all of this money has gone, because the left has been stealing tens of billions, nay, hundreds of billions of dollars. Let's just look at Ukraine. We've given Ukraine $177 billion, which is doubtless the low-end number. And then Volodymyr Zelensky, who the Democrats love, Volodymyr Zelensky came out the other day and said that he can kind of explain where about $75 billion, maybe $76 billion of that went. So that means $101 billion or $102 billion missing. We don't know where it is. That's $100 billion. That's still a lot of money, I've got to say. And the Democrats, and that means the news media, they just don't care because they're corrupt, left-wing. They're not liberals. They're leftists, and they're here to steal everything and destroy the world. That sounds like I'm being hyperbolic, but I'm really not. I'm aware of a few of the things that took place in the 20th century at the hands of the left, and now the left has taken over the Democrat Party in the United States, and boy, are they not good at anything. Isn't that what we're learning? But they're giving away lots and lots of money, and here is the... I love this one yesterday. Politico is a left-wing newspaper of sorts in Washington, D.C., online lefties and stuff. And we learned yesterday that the federal government under Joe Biden gave Politico more than $8 million taxpayer dollars, right? And there was a bit of a hubbub. I talked about it yesterday right here on the radio. Now the Washington Post, left-wing radical extremists that run the... And they work for the Senta billionaire Jeff Bezos, who... owns Amazon, and he's one of those destroying the world. He's also Dr. Evil. I don't know if you've noticed that, but he's also Dr. Evil, and that matters. Now, here's the thing. The Washington Post is angry with Republicans. Now, the Washington Post should be uncovering wasteful government spending, but that's not happening because they love wasteful government spending. In fact, Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post, got, what did he get, a $600 million contract with the CIA, and then he bought the Washington Post for about half that. Now, is he in bed with the CIA and the money to buy the Washington Post, to lie to the American people about everything? Our filthy government has become so corrupt and our filthy, rotten news media. Now, here's the one that made me laugh. Republican ire, Washington Post headline. Republican ire at USAID finds an unusual target, Politico, right? Elon Musk and elected officials falsely said, this is their sub-headline here. Now, I mean, I got to tell you that their hatred for African-Americans is more racist than anything I've seen lately from them. Elon Musk and elected officials, they're going, so Elon Musk, Democrat members of Congress are doing this too. Elon Musk wasn't elected to anything. Yeah, neither was Joe Biden's Secretary of the Treasury or Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. Think about it. I don't think Kamala Harris ever, since leaving California and coming to Washington, ever got a vote. She certainly didn't get one in the Iowa primaries in which she did not participate. So Republican ire at USAID finds an unusual target. Politico. Elon Musk and elected officials falsely said Politico was subsidized by the government. Turns out government officials were just paying for subscriptions. And the Washington Post is good with this because they're Pravda. They are Izvestia. Those were Soviet media publications for Democrats trying to follow along at home. Conservative attacks on the embattled U.S. Agency for International Development landed on an unexpected target Wednesday when Elon Musk, right-wing influencers, elected Republicans, and the White House zeroed in on subscription money that federal government agencies paid for Politico Pro and other specifically subscription publications aimed at corporations and government entities. All right, so listen to this. Left-wing Politico in Washington, they have an online thing, Politico Pro, and you can pay for it like it's Netflix or Hulu or the 25 other Democrat-run streaming services that you get on cable television. By the afternoon, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, you're supposed to say she's 27 here, announced during the daily press briefing, which the Biden White House didn't hold, that she had been made aware. I think you have the audio on this, don't you, of Caroline Leavitt, the lovely and talented Caroline Leavitt at the White House briefing.
So upon coming out here to the briefing room, I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than 8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now.
Now, the Washington Post is playing a communist-style deceptive game here, the challenge of deceiving their readers. So that is Caroline Leavitt, and she said that at a press briefing yesterday. The Washington Post is very upset about this. Their panties are in a wedge once again. The Washington Post writes, in fact, records from USAspending.gov show Politico payments totaling only $44,000 from USAID during fiscal years 2023 and 2024. Now, let me pause here for a second. Now, they're saying that all they're doing is buying subscriptions to a left-wing, Democrat-friendly publication called Politico. And they say that from USAID, only $44,000. Now, you can look at that and say, oh, the Republicans are lying again. Now, let me just say this. So the USAID spent $44,000 on online, presumably, subscriptions to Politico and their little tool, Politico Pro. Okay, all right, so we're buying newspapers for employees at USAID on the order of tens of thousands of dollars in subscriptions. Now, let me, and the Washington Post saying that's not subsidizing them. But wait, there's a whole lot more that the Washington Post won't report because they lie about everything all the time. Now, was the federal government under Joe Biden, was the USAID run by lefties everywhere you look? Was the USAID buying subscriptions to the Washington Times? Were they buying subscriptions to the Washington Examiner, to the Daily Caller, to Breitbart? Or are they only becoming the best customer in the world to left-wing publications? And then it turns out it gets much more complicated than that, because Politico also has untold numbers of subscribers at the Department of Energy, at the Department of Agriculture, who are all paying piles and piles of money into these left-wing publications like Politico, and department after department, agency after agency. Now, they're sleeping with people at Politico, of course, and then Politico, while having breakfast after waking up and before the walk of shame going home, they're having breakfast at the White House and say, gosh, you know, we at Politico, we're really struggling. It'd sure help if every government agency and department bought wholesale into our Politico Pro online service. And if you could just funnel us millions and millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, by buying subscriptions. Now, that is just amazing stuff. Wah, wah, wah. Then the Washington Post gets into, last year, Republicans and committee offices paid for Politico's products, including $9,060 from the office of the Speaker of the House, $84,000 from the House Committee on Agriculture, $58,000 from the House Committee on Energy. Now, wait a minute. This said last year, Republican and committee offices. But what was last year again? Oh, yeah, it was 2024. And when did the Republicans take over as the majority in the House and the Senate and take over the White House? Oh, it was January 20th of 2025 for the president and a little earlier for the House. In total, 38 Republicans in the House spent over $300,000 on Politico subscriptions in the same 9 months in 2024. All right, now, if true, and since the Washington Post is reporting it, there is a possibility that it is and a likelihood that it's not. And Republicans expensed almost $500,000 of Politico subscriptions in the same time period, Washington Post analysis shows. But the Washington Post isn't focused on the Biden administration government spending more than $8 million. Biden, Democrats, $8 million on Politico. And now they're just saying, oh, it's just subscriptions. That's all. Now, the Washington Post is not reporting how many millions of dollars the Biden administration spent on Washington Post subscriptions. Maybe that should be in here. And they literally end the story without talking about all the money coming from Biden's Department of Energy, Department of Agriculture, the various departments and agencies funneling huge gobs of money to their pals at the lefty Politico publication. They just shrug and say, oh, they're getting Politico Pro with our money, with our tax dollars. And if the Republicans on the Hill are spending this kind of money, as the Washington Post claims, I'd like to see the Republicans explain why they're doing that. And I'd like to see the plug pulled. And then I'd like to see how much they're spending the Washington Post and the New York Times and the rest. This is the Democrat Party's rigged system. And it's Elon Musk blowing the whistle on all of this. And that's why he must be destroyed, even though he's African-American. Now, Politico is a left-wing house of ill repute, and you may recall that in October of 2020, October 19th, they put out a story. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. So they're propaganda for the Democrat Party, and they're getting millions of dollars from the Biden government. And they have a person who calls himself a reporter there named Mark Caputo. And Mark Caputo, January 23rd, really just days ago, did an interview on Tara Palmieri's podcast where he said this.
I was covering Biden at the time, and I remember coming to my editor and saying, hey, we need to write about the Hunter Biden laptop. And I was told this came from on high at Politico. Don't write about the laptop. Don't talk about the laptop. Don't tweet about the laptop.
All right, don't write about it, don't tweet about it, don't talk about it. It's the Hunter Biden laptop. They're actively engaged in a cover-up. I think they have violated the RICO statutes, spreading disinformation. Hillary Clinton would say they should face criminal prosecution. Let's grab a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Drew, calling from Annandale, Virginia. Drewmobile, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. You know, when I was in Afghanistan, I saw USA do all kinds of, like, horrible things. The burn rate on money was incredible. But when I was over there, I met an individual who probably ran the one just program that they ever had. And she was the coordinator for the Global Health Unit Polio Eradication Program. And when she took over the program about 20 years ago, there was about 350,000 cases in polio throughout the world. And, you know, it is now down to a low three-digit number. It is on the list of only the third disease to be eradicated, the other two being smallpox and winterpest. And she's right at the cusp of achieving this. And if there's anything that needs to be saved, it is that program.
Okay, well, look, well, you spend hundreds of billions of dollars, you're going to do some good. We've done an amazing job battling AIDS around the world, too, with George W. Bush's, what's it called, the PEPFAR program. And I've got more coming up.
YouTube personality Betty Johnson has cracked the code on a new era of newsmaking.
Very controversial, very strong opinions. A person who speaks truth fearlessly, breaking for nobody.
It's a new cultural landscape.
We're not trying to politicize this. People are primed now, and forgive me, dude, it is what it is. Here's what's going on in your country, bro.
The Benny Show.
Get ready! If this is something that you needed to put a little pep in your step. No? Yeah? Okay.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.